Today's shiur is Masechta Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Daf Ches, and we will begin on Daf Ches, Amen Aleph, 7 lines from the top, Amen Rami Bachama. Amen Rami Bachama, Zayis Ameris, based on what we've been learning from the Mishnayis and the Gemara about Shnayim Oichs and Batalis, we can extrapolate, says Rami Bachama, that a Magbi Metzila Chaveroi, if somebody picks up something that he found, and he picks it up on behalf of someone else, the halacha is kana chaveroi, that the other person indeed inquires it. And as the Mefarshim point out, we would perhaps say that a mabir mitzir, if somebody picks up a mitzir on behalf of somebody else, it should not be effective, because as we're going to learn, the concept of chav lachrini, by me acquiring this mitzia on behalf of this individual, it is to the detriment of everyone else who no longer has the ability to be kind of this mitzia. Still teaches us Rami Bachama that it is effective. Certainly, all the Paiskim say, for it to be effective, the one picking up the item has to have intent that he is picking up this item on behalf of the other individual. The machlokes that we have, the machlokes apoiskim, is that the sma says that not only must he have that in mind, but he has to verbally express it. And as the choice explains the opinion of the sma, because otherwise we know there's a concept of dvarim shebelev and dvarim, something that I just thought about but I didn't verbalize, is not halachically significant, and therefore it's just not enough to think about it. It has to be verbally expressed, says the Sma. The Shach disagrees, and the Shach says that even thinking that I want to acquire this on behalf of somebody else is enough. And the Nesivus explains that even though typically, as the Tzoyis points out, we have this concept of Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim, however, says the Nesivus, based on the Rajba, that the only time that there's a concern about Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim is in a situation where I said something or I did something that all point in one direction, and then I want to qualify and say that that's not what I meant, because that I was thinking of something else. There we have a concept of Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim. However, in a situation where explaining my intent doesn't contradict my act, there is no concept, says Nesivus, of Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim. And therefore, according to the Nesivus, if somebody, when he picked up the item, had in mind or said specifically that he meant somebody to pick it up on behalf of someone else, and then he wants to qualify what he meant, said, there even the Nesivus will agree that we would apply the concept of Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim. In fact, some Paiskim want to say that if Shimon, for example, sees a Metzia and he tells Reuven to pick it up and acquire it on his behalf, the Sma will agree that Shimon automatically acquires the Metzia as soon as Reuven picks it up, even though Reuven did not say anything. Since Reuven picked up the Metzia in response to Shimon's request, it is obvious that he meant to acquire it for Shimon. Only in a case where he didn't say anything or wasn't in response to anything do we have the machloikus of the Sma and the Shach. So continues the Gemara that our Mishnah, says the Gemara, is the proof that a magbi Metzia l'chaveroi kana chaveroi. And the obvious question that comes to mind as we learn these words is that isn't our Mishnah just the opposite of what Rabbi Bacham is discussing? In our Mishnah, each one of us who come in holding the talis claim that I picked up the talis completely for myself. So how could our Mishnah be an example of Magbir Metzila Chaveroi Kana Chaveroi? And the Pnei Yeshua says that indeed that's an obvious question, but as we will get to the bottom of the Amid, we'll see that Roim Bachama doesn't mean that the case of our Mishnah is what teaches us this din. Rather, we know it because of the extra words of our Mishnah, as we will, Mitzvah Shem, learn later in our shir. That's what Roim Bachama meant. Ritva, however, has a very different approach. Ritva explains that if it, in the case of our Mishnah, whereas we just indeed did say that each one of us who are picking up the chayfetz claimed that we picked it up entirely only on our own behalf, yet the Mishnah paskins that we can be considered that we picked it up together and we could divide it, certainly our Mishnah is a proof, says the Ritva. This is what Rabbi Bachama means, that if I picked something up with the clear intent that it should be on behalf of someone else, that it, the other individual will be kind of it. For says the Gemara, that if you pick something up on behalf of someone else, it is not an effective kinyan. That in the case of our Mishnah, which we are interpreting as possibly both of us picking it up at the same time, in order for a kinyan hagbah to be effective, we have to pick up the entire item. And if here half the item is being picked up by me and half the item is being picked up by you, and we're saying that what I do can't help you and what you do can't help me, so the part that you picked up, as far as I'm concerned, is still left on the ground. And if part of the item that's being picked up is left on the ground, we don't have a kinyan here. From here we see that a magbir metzila chaveroi, if somebody picks up something for somebody else, kana chaveroi, and it's not as if it remains on the ground. Most Rishonim, the Rajba, the Rosh, learn that in order for a kinyan hagbah to be effective, the entire item must be actually lifted from the ground. And if it's not entirely lifted from the ground, it's not a kinyan hagbah. Poshup shak is because that is the way kinyan hagbah works, that the entire item is lifted from the ground. The Ravid learns that if it was possible to pick up the item from the ground, even though I didn't actually lift the entire item, as long as the potential is there for me to pick it up and I am able to pick it up, that's already considered an adequate maisa hagbah. Because as Rav Naftali Trupp explains, the reason why you have to pick up the entire item is because without that, we don't have a complete hagbah. A complete hagbah means that you pick up the whole item. The Ravid is teaching us that if the second half could be picked up, that doesn't deter us from having a complete hagbah here, and therefore it's considered an adequate maisa hagbah. Amar Rava, says Rava, Lailam Eimelach, I could actually say that a magbi metzil chaveri, if somebody picks up something for somebody else, the halach is loikon chaveri. It will not be an adequate kinyan. V'achayinatama. Yet in our Mishnah, why is it possible that both of us who picked up this talis together will both simultaneously acquire it? Says Rava, because there's a concept. Amiga de zach l'nafshei, zach l'nam l'chaveri. Since I'm picking up part of the object on my own behalf, it also will work for the other individual as well. Teda, and Rava proves this point, because we find she'ilo amal shluchai, if somebody asks the shliach, say ugnoivli, go steal an item on my behalf, the ganav, and the ganav will have actually, and the shliach will have actually done so on my behalf, the loch is, I will be potter. I will not be chayiv kefil, because as we've learned, ain't shliach l'dvar aveira. Yet, shutvim shaganvu, if two people steal together, then that will be considered chayovim, we will be considered chayiv. So the Gemara clearly said here, that if somebody asked the shliach to steal on his behalf, the mishaleach will not be chayiv kefil. will the Mishaleach be Chayiv Keren? So the Gra points out that from Rashi it seems that if the Shliach will turn over the item that he stole to the Mishaleach, then the Mishaleach will be Chayiv the Keren. He just won't be Chayiv Kefal. And actually this question, it leads to another question. Will the Shliach be Chayiv Kefal? We've clearly said that the Mishaleach, since the halacha is Ein Shliach L'Dvar Veira, is not Chayiv Kefal. The question is, what will be the din on the Shliach? And really that question hinges on the Mishaleach being Chayiv the Keren. If, as the Gra says, the Mishaleach is Chayiv Keren, then the Shliach will not be Chayiv the Kefal. If, however, the Mishaleach is not Chayiv Keren, then the Shliach will be Chayiv Kefal. And the reason, as we said, the Mishaleach is certainly not Chayiv Kefal, is because Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. Machloikis, Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Sma, as to why the halacha is Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. Rabbi Kiva Eger explains that this entire concept of Shlichus is a chiddush, that Shlichus works, and the Torah, when it set up the guidelines when Shlichus is effective and when Shlichus is not effective, said that Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. In a situation of a Dvar Aveira, Shlichus doesn't work. The Sma takes a different approach. The Sma's approach is that if I appoint the Shliach to do a Dvar Aveira, I assume that certainly the Shliach won't fulfill my direction. Because Divrei Rabbi, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishoimim, will the Shliach listen to my instruction to do an Aveira where it clearly goes against what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, and therefore I never really expected the Shliach to fulfill the Shlichus. And says Rabbi Kiva Eger, what is the nafkamina lahalocha between his approach and the Sma's approach? When the Shliach who was appointed was someone who's mumal chala Torah kula, somebody who knows doesn't follow the words of the Torah. According to Rabbi Kiva Eger, that the Shlichus is not a valid Shlichus, then even if the Shliach is a mumer, it would not be a valid Shlichus. But if, on the other hand, if we follow the opinion of the Sma, who says the reason is because I don't expect the Shliach to fulfill my Shlichus, if he's a mumer, then perhaps I do expect him to fulfill my Shlichus, even if it involves a Dvar Aveira. And the Gemara said here that if two people shut from Shigonvu, if two people steal together, Chayovim, that's considered a Maisa Geneva. The Paiskim discuss what is the halacha if two people steal an item together and they're caught, but one of the Ganovim runs away, one of the Ganovim is unable to pay his share of what was stolen. Is the halacha that if two people steal something together, each one has the responsibility to pay back half? Or is the halacha that when two people steal something together, that they have to return what they stole? And if one person, one of the ganovim, is unable to fulfill his part, then the other ganov will have to pay the entire amount. The same question comes up, that let's say two ganovim stole something which is a shava pruta, which is worth a pruta only. Do we view this as the act of two people, each one having stolen only a half a pruta, and stealing only a half a pruta is not considered a halachically considered a significant geneva? Or do we look at it that we have a shutfus here that stole something that's worth a pruta? And the Klaus Megareb in the Shalos Hatshuvos Divar Yatziv says that actually the answer to this question hinges on a question that the Ragged Shover asks. He asks, how does the halacha view a shutfus? Does the halacha view a shutfus? Does the halacha view a partnership as two individuals? Or does the halacha view a shutfus as a new entity called a shutfus? If the halacha, says the Klaus Megareba, views a shutfus as two individuals, so each individual who participated in this geneva has a separate responsibility, and one's responsibility has nothing to do with the other one's responsibility. However, if we look at it as a new entity called a shutfis, so if one of the ganovim will not be able to pay, then the other ganov will have to pay the entire amount. And also, it will be have been considered that if the two ganovim stole together something which is worth a pruta, it will be considered that there was a real ganeva here. When we speak about the concept of many people doing a ganeva together, what is considered a situation of many people doing a ganeva together? Actually, we could reflect back to a machlokes rishonim in Chumash. We know that Yosef confronted his brothers after they left Mitzrayim, and he accused them of having stolen his gevia, his silver cup. So Yosef says, "Sheyimtza gevia b'yadoi hu yir eved v'atem tiyu nekiyim. The one by whom I find this gevia will be an eved, and the rest of you will be able to go home." So Rashi explains what Yosef was saying to his brothers was, actually, all of you should be put into jail. If one of you are found with a gevia, all of you have participated in the geneva, and therefore all of you should really be jailed. I, said Yosef, will not treat you that way, and will only demand that one of you be put in jail, and the one who's caught with the gevia, and the rest could go home. The Ramban learns different pshat than Rashi. The Ramban says that Yosef said that only the one who found by whom the gevia is found, he will be the one put in jail. And the others, even though they're not ganovim, the gevia wasn't found by them, still should have been able to influence that brother not to steal. And therefore, perhaps I should be angry at them and jail them, says Yosef, v'atem tiyu nekiyim. What is the machloikis of Rashi and the Ramban? Rashi says that if 10 people participate in a geneva, even though one is the only one that did the actual geneva, all 10 of them are considered ganovim. The Ramban, however, holds that only the one who actually did the geneva, the ones who actively participated in the geneva, they and only they are considered ganovim, and the only issue we can have with the others is why don't they try to influence them not to do the geneva. So Rav explains the reason why shutfim shegomvu are chayovim, my tama, lam shundamrinim, because obviously we say the following concept. Migud zoch lenafshei, zoch nami l'chavrei. Since he took it for himself, we're both participating in the geneva, that's why we're both considered ganovim shmamino. It's interesting to point out that here we see that shnayim shasua, if two people participated in the geneva, it's considered an act of geneva. Points out Rav Shimon Shkop that we find in Hilchos Shabbos that the din is shnayim shasua, if two people do a melacha on Shabbos together, unless it's a circumstance that we could not have done it ourselves, shnayim shasua are paturim. So ask Rav Shimon, why by geneva shnayim shasua is chayovim and by Shabbos shnayim shasua is paturim? Answers Rav Shimon, there's a fundamental difference between Shabbos and every other area of halacha. In Shabbos we look at what happened, at the tachlis, at the end result. And if the end result could have occurred through the act of one individual, so two individuals creating that result is not having created what is a melacha Shabbos. Whereas by geneva or in other areas of halacha, it's not the result that we look at, it's the act that we look at. And if two people participated in the geneva, shnayim shengamvu, so they both did an act of geneva, even if the geneva could have happened through each one of them by themselves, they're both considered having been ganovim. Amar Rava, says Rava, hashta damrinin, now that we have established this concept of migui, in fact, we show him that say hashta damrinin, not hashta damrit, because Rava is the one that says this concept. The halacha will be, says Rava, cherish upikeach should be a mitziah. If a deaf mute and a competent person picked up a metziah together. Metach shekana cheresh kana bekeach. The cheresh makes a kinyan here, and therefore will also be considered the bekeach made a kinyan. The Gemara Masechta Gittin teaches us that even though a deaf mute, a cheresh, is not considered mentally competent, mebnei darkei shalom, in order that he should be able to be part of society, Chazal instituted that a deaf mute should be able to make kinyon. It's only kinyon derabbanan. So here we have a cheresh and a bekeach who are picking up a metziah together. The kinyon of the cheresh is a limited kinyon. It's only the kinyon derabbanan that we just explained. The kinyon of the bekeach is a full-fledged kinyon as any other pekeach. Ask the Gemara. We need to understand what Rava just said. Bishlam cheresh kana. The fact that we said that the cheresh's kinyon is a kinyon, the kamag b'lei bandas, it's being lifted by somebody who is a bardas. One half is being lifted by him, which, as we just, by the cheresh, which we just said, Chazal gave him the ability to make kinyonim, and the other half is being lifted by the bekeach, who has the ability certainly to make kinyonim, and that's why the cheresh has a kinyon and half of it. Ask the Gemara, El Bekeach B'maykana, his half he picked up. But the half that the Cheresh picked up certainly isn't strong enough of a kinyan to help him. El Eima, rather, says the Gemara, we need to say, Rava says, Cheresh is Kaina, because his half he picked up because of the kinyan of Chazal, and the other half was picked up by the Bekeach. However, Bekeach doesn't have a kinyan here. Loi Kana. Why doesn't he have a kinyan here? Because the half that's being picked up by the cheresh doesn't have in it an adequate kinyan. It's only the kinyan of a cheresh, and it can't be effective for the bekeach. Says the Gemara, "Umay migui." If this is what Rava meant, what does he mean to say with the word migui? Rava wanted to say that since we established the concept of migui, the zochla nafshei, zochla chrina, says the Gemara, how do we want to take that concept and apply it to this circumstance? Says the Gemara, what Rava meant to say was, migui de shnei charshim ba'al mekana, since if we would have a situation that two charshim were to pick up an item together, surei kinyonim are equal, hachinam mekani, therefore the same will be when a cheresh picks up something with a pikeach. And as the Ritva explains, what Rava means to say at this point in the Gemara is that since we say that the kinyan will be effective when we have two chashim, Chazal went so far to say that whenever a cheresh is involved in picking something up with somebody else, even if the other individual is not a cheresh, the cheresh will be kind of his half. Ask the Gemara, hi mai, how do we come to this conclusion? Imtim tzoloima, hamagbir, chmetzila chaveroi, kona chaveroi. Even if we'll say that I could pick something up for you, it'll be effective. Hani mili, when would that be? Hechadukamagbale data de chaveroi. When I pick it up with the intent that the other person be coin it. Hai adata de day, kamagbale. Here, when the pekeach is picking it up, his primary intent, obviously, is to be kind for himself. And he's not kind for himself, because the other half is being picked up by a cheresh. So if the pekeach's kinyan is so ineffective that it can't bring him any ownership in this item, lachrina makni, does it have the ability to bring to the cheresh a kinyan in this item? Ella, says the Gemara in this case, b'toch shloikana b'keach, on the contrary, since the b'keach in this case doesn't have a kinyan, because his partner is a cheresh, and the kinyan of a cheresh is a limited kinyan, therefore, loikana cheresh, not only will the b'keach not have any ownership in this item, but even the cheresh won't have any ownership in this item. V'chi teima, and if one will ask, why would this be different in a situation from a situation with two cherishim pick up an item? Answers the Gemara, Hasam tekinu l'rabbanan. In a case of a cherish or two cherishim, Chazal gave him the ability to make a kinyan, that he should be able to be part of society, to avoid quarrels, that he should fight with others, why don't I have a right to be koina? Hacha, but in this case, the cherish will not view himself being mistreated. Rather, meimer omer, he'll say and he'll understand, that bekeach lekoni, if my partner, the bekeach, who's certainly more mentally competent than I am, did not have an ability to make a kinyan here, anoyekni, and therefore, even though where there was a cherish alone, or if there were two charshim, it would be an effective kinyan. When it's a bekeach and a cherish together, it will not be an effective kinyan. Says the Gemara. We go back to the beginning of our shir. At the beginning of our shir, we said that Rami bar Chama extrapolated from our Mishnah that a magbia mitzir be'ad chaveri kana chaveri. And the question was, from where do we know that? Omalei Rav Acha b'Reider of Adal Ravashi. The Yuka the Rami bar Chama Mahecha. From where in our Mishnah did Rami bar Chama come to this conclusion? Inem Mereisha, it will say that he comes to this point from the beginning of our Mishnah, which our Mishnah has taught us. Shnayim Marechtsim B'Talus, there's two people are holding the Talus. Hosam has the Gemara. How could that be a proof to Rami bar Chama's din? In that case, Hosam Hai Kamer Kula Shali, one individual says that the entire Talus is mine, and not Agbas Kulai. I picked up the entire Talus. For Hai Omer, and the other individual says, Kula Shali, that the entire Talus is mine, for Vano Agbas Kula. It's clearly not a situation of Magbiach Mitzioi Biad Chaveroi. Ella, says the Gemara, Mahadiktani, from the next case of the Mishnah. The next case of the Mishnah was Zeh Mekula Shali. Vezeh Mekula Shali, and as we always ask, Hasulamali, why do we need to have this second case of the Mishnah mentioned? Ella, this superfluous case comes to teach us, the Mishnah Yisayir Shmamina, from the superfluous case we come to learn, the halacha of Amagbi Metzir Lechaveroi Kana Chaveroi. Ask the Gemara Kibna. We already at the beginning of our Masechta asked this question, why do we need these two cases? And the Gemara answered that the ratio, that the first case of the Mishnah refers to the situation of Mitzia, and the Sefer is coming to teach us the case of Mekech u'Memker. So again, the second case doesn't represent an extra case to teach us the halacha of Magbiyah Mitzir Be'at Chaveri. And as Rishonim point out, certainly in a situation of Mekech u'Memkar, we won't be able to extrapolate from any situation, of any case that's talking about Mekech u'Memkar, the halacha of Magbiyah Mitzir Be'at Chaveri Kana Chaveri. Because Mekech u'Memkar, by definition, involves a buyer and a seller. We have two people working together, different than a magbiyah mitzir be'at chaveroi. Elam seifa, from the third case of the Mishnah. The third case of the Mishnah was Zai Mekula Shali. One individual says the entire talus is mine. V'ze'em Chetzi Shali. And the other one says half of it in me is mine. And the question is Hasu Lamali, why do we need this case? Ella, it must be Mishni Yisera Shmamina. This extra case comes to teach us the halacha of Magbiyah Mitzir Lechaveroi Kana Chaveroi. Ask the Gemara, or may the Mitzir, why do we say that this case is referring to a situation of Mitzir Dilma Mekech u'Memkar? Maybe this case is referring to a situation of Mekech u'Memkar. And as we just said, if it's referring to a situation of Mekech u'Memkar, any case of Mekech u'Memkar cannot be the source to teach us the halachas of Magbi Mitzir Ba'at Chaveri. V'chi Teima, and if you'll say that if this case is coming to teach us the din of Mekech u'Memkar, the obvious question is, Maila Memra, we already spoke about the case of Mekech u'Memkar, Itzrich. There is something that this case comes to teach us. Kusat Adai Techamina, one could possibly suggest the Haida Kamachetzi Shali, the individual who claimed that he only owns half of the talus, lehevi, tamei aveda, should be perhaps considered in the category of meshiv aveda, the lifter, and therefore he should not have to make a shvua, kamash malon. Therefore we teach us that he does have to make a shvua. As we have previously explained, the din of Meshav Aveda is that if I find a wallet, and I find somebody's wallet, and I return it to that individual, and that individual opens his wallet and says, there's money missing. You stole some of my money. The halacha is, Chazal said, I don't have to swear. Why? Because Meshav Aveda. Otherwise, I'll never return something. So perhaps here too, one could suggest that I could have said that the whole talis is mine. I didn't say the whole talis is mine. I only said that half the talis is mine. And therefore, because I was so honest, like the individual who's a Meshav Aveda, I shouldn't have to swear, as the Mishnah says, I do have to swear. And the Mefarshim discuss, how does the halacha view this concept of Meshav Aveda? Some Mefarshim suggest that Meshav Aveda is a special takanas chazal, that the person doesn't have to swear. Others suggest that Meshav Aveda, and that pshat seems to be what Al Gemara is saying, the Meshav Aveda is a migui. I could have said that I own the whole talis. So shouldn't I be believed when I say that I only own half the talis? Teaches us the Mishnah, and therefore I should be exempt from making a shua. Kamash Mulan teaches us the Mishnah, the higher Rumi Kamarim. The individual who's saying that he only owns half the talis is actually trying to cheat. Savar, because he comes to think, if I'm going to say that I too own the entire talis, bina eshtabur, I'm going to have to swear. And as we've learned so many times, Chazal wanted us to avoid making shvuas. And the way Chazal people avoid making shvuas. So I'll say this to Avikam Meshav Aveda, and I shouldn't have to make a shvua. Vifter, I should have to make a shvua. That's why the Mishnah says that even if this person says that I only own half, he's not considered a Meshav Aveda and he has to swear. So that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. So we're back to where we started. Where does Rav Mibachama take his din from? Elam Miha, from this din. The next din of the Mishnah was Ho Yishnaim Reich V'Gav Behema, if two people were riding on the animal. So and they both claim that they own the animal, so Mishnah taught us that they have to swear and divide the animal. Again, ask the Gemara, Ha Sulamali, why does the Mishnah have to teach us this case? Elam, Mishnah, Yisrael Shemamina, from the seemingly superfluous case we learned, the halacha of Magbi Metzila Chaveiroi, Kana Chaveiroi. Ask the Gemara, V'dilma HaKamashman, perhaps what the Mishnah is teaching us here is the Reichiv Namikani. The Reichiv is an effective means of making a kinyan. Says the Gemara, and Elami Sefer, we learned it from the last case of the Mishnah. The last words of the Mishnah were, Bezman Shem Maidim. If the two people coming in holding the talis agree that they picked it up together, Oishie Shlem Edim, or that are Edim to claim that these two individuals picked up the talis simultaneously, the halach is, Cholkin B'lo Shvua. Then they divide the talis, but a Shvua is not necessary. V'may. The question is, what case is the Mishnah referring to? Even Mekach Memkar, if it's referring to a situation that they bought it, and they bought it in such a way, Tzrich Lameimar, that they don't have to swear, Elav, what is the Mishnah referring to? To a situation of Metzia, and the Mishnah is teaching us, Shema Mina, that if we pick it up together, on behalf of each other, HaMagbi Metzia L'Chaveiroi, Kana Chaveiroi. Ask the Gemara V'Rava, Rava, who disagrees, and Rava says that the halach is not like Rav Bechama, that I'm magbi b'chat mitzi b'at chaveroi, kana chaveroi. What will this case of the Mishnah come to teach us? Rava Amalach, the Mishnah is coming to teach us Rava's concept of miga de zoch la nafshei, zoch anam l'chaveroi. Ask the Rishonim, but Rava already proved that concept from earlier in our shir, from the din of shotfim shagonvu, the miga de zoch la nafshei, zoch l'chaveroi. Why do I need to have another case to teach us that then? So some Rishonim say that it's the derech of the Tana to teach us the same concept many times, a number of times in Shas. And even though we already know this concept, amigda zochel nafshi zochel chavrei, from the din of shut from shiganvu, it's repeated here. Another teretz that the Ran gives, that perhaps in the case of shut from shiganvu, where they entered into this agreement together, that they will steal this item together, that's where we say the concept of migda zochel nafshe zochel chavrei. But in such a situation where we're each picking up the item on our own behalf, do we also apply the concept of migda zochel nafshe zochel chavrei? Maybe not. That's why we needed our Mishnah to teach us that even here we apply this concept. So we spoke about, we learned that the Mishnah says, Hayishnaim Roichvim, if two people came into court riding on the animal together and claimed that they each own the animal, the halacha is they swear and divide the animal. Amar Reb Yosef, Amali Reb Yehuda, says Reb Yosef, Reb Yehuda said to me, Shmamina the Shma Shmuel Tarti. I heard two piske halacha from Shmuel. One regarding Roch of a Manik, regarding somebody who's riding on an animal, and regarding somebody who's leading an animal. In one case, Shmuel said, in one case he said, Kani, it's a valid way of making a kinyan. V'chad, in one situation he said, Loi Kani, it's not a valid way of making a kinyan. However, V'lo Yudano Haimanayu, I don't know which is which. Which is the valid kinyan, and which is not the valid kinyan. Says the Gemara. Hechidami, what is the situation? Ilema Rochel v'chudei, if we're saying that Shmuel is referring to a situation that somebody just riding, or Shmuel is referring to a situation of manig l'chudei, of somebody just leading an animal, ask the Gemara, could that be what Shmuel was referring it to? Manig l'chudei, is it possible that anybody could suggest me command the omda laikonin? Certainly if somebody leads an animal, that's kinyan mashicha, and it's certainly a full-fledged kinyan, and therefore there's no question that that can't be what Shmuel meant. El ikal meima, if there's any one of these situations that we would suggest the laikonin, that it's not a valid kinyan, Rochav hu dikla meima. It's regarding Rochav, the riding the animal, and as Tosfos explains, that Rochav doesn't really cause the animal to move significantly. That's where we could suggest that it's not a kinyan. Says the Gemara, El Rochav b'mokim manigibayli. What the question was, Rochav, if two people are coming in holding an item, the question is, each claims that he did a kinyan for, they did the kinyan. The question that's being asked is, which is the superior kinyan that he should be considered the owner of the animal? Which of course is still very difficult to understand, and Rishonim try to understand the Gemara. Because we just finished explaining that Rochav may not be a kinyan at all. And now we're saying that not only is Rochav a kinyan, but we don't know if there were two individuals. One did a rechiva, and one did manig. We don't know who's the stronger kinyan. A minute ago, we weren't even sure if Rochav was a kinyan. And this causes us to have many different pshatim in the Gemara. We're going to, B'nai Hashem, try to learn the Gemara with the pshat of Tosfos. Tosfos explains that this is all part of the question. There was a double question. Is Rochav a kinyan? And if Rochav is a kinyan, to what degree of a kinyan is it when we compare it to Manik? That was all part of Shmuel's question. That's how Tosfos explains the Gemara. The Rashba explains that the Gemara should be understood that even though a moment ago we weren't quite sure if Rochav is a kinyan, now the Gemara is certainly assuming that Rochav is a kinyan. And not only is the Gemara certain that Rochav is a kinyan, but as the Gemara is going to explain in a moment, it may even be a stronger kinyan than Manik. The Ravid says that the Gemara never had a question that Manik is a kinyan and it's a stronger kinyan than Rochav. The question is it so much stronger that if one person was manig and one person was rochev, we completely discount the roichev and we say that only the manig is kaina, or we say that rochev is somewhat of a kinyan that it should get half of the animal. So according to the Rav, the Gemara's question is as follows: does the rochev at least get half the animal, or does the rochev get nothing? Because the manig is certainly stronger than the rochev. Mai. So again, going back to the way we're going to learn the Gemara. Mai. Rochev adif. Do we say that the rochev is better? For even though he doesn't cause the animal to move, hatafaspah, he's actually holding the animal, and that should give him some level of strength. A dilma, manig adif, does the machna say he causes the animal to move. Omer Yosef, Omer Leir of Yehuda. Nechsi Anan. Let's try to understand how to resolve this issue from what we learned regarding Hilchas Klein. The Tanan, the Mishnah says in Masechta Klein, Hamanik, if somebody leads two animals, two different species, Soifik Saboim, he has been over the Aver of Klein and he gets Malkus. Vayoshe Bekroin, if somebody who sits in a wagon that's attached to Klayim, also Soifik Zabayim gets Malkus for the Isser of Klayim. Rameya Paites a Yashiv Klayim. Rameya says just sitting in a wagon is not considered that one was over Klayim. Umid Apach Shmuel, and we find that Shmuel reverses the opinions cited in this Mishnah. And according to Shmuel, Vatani, Chachamim paitim is a Yoshev Akroin. That according to Shmuel, it's the Chachamim will hold that if somebody sits in a wagon led by Klayim, he has not been over this a Klayim. Shmamina. Why did Shmuel reverse the opinions of Ramei and the Chachamim? Because Shmuel's opinion was that Rochev l'chudei loikoni, that Rochev is not a Maisa Kinyan. And just like it's not a Maisa Kinyan, it's not also a situation for which one will be over the Avera of Klayim. And therefore, Shmuel wanted that that opinion should be, that cites that Rochev or Yoshev Akroim, which the Gemara is equating, should be La Halach Lamaisa. So therefore, he had the Mishnah reversed, citing that opinion to be the opinion of the Chachamim. So certainly Rochev, now we see according to Shmuel, is not a valid Kinyan, and therefore certainly we go to the other question, Rochev and Mokim Manig, that it will not be a valid Kinyan, and therefore as Tosfos explained, we have two questions, and both questions have been answered, that Rochev is not a Kinyan, and Rochev and Mokim Manig is certainly not a Kinyan. Amalei Abayel Rav Yosef. Says Rabbi to Rabbi Yosef, "Hazimnan segiyat amrlan nachsianan." Rabbi says to Rabbi Yosef, "Many times you taught us this proof with the words nachsianan. Let's try to analyze this. V'lo amrlan mishmei Rabbi Yehuda, and you never said this proof in the name of Rabbi Yehuda. Amalei evra. It is Rabbi Yehuda that learned this proof. U'dachrenan namri, and I remember." The Amrilei that I said to Rabbi Yehuda, Hechi Pasha Ma Rochev Yosef, how are you trying to prove that what is the halacha from Rochev? From the halacha of Yosef, in the case of Yosef, Loi Tosef B'Maseira, the person is not holding on to the string attached to the animal. That's why it's certainly not considered that he did the Aveira of Klayim. Whereas Rochev, he's Tosef B'Maseira. And therefore, how can we compare Rochev to Yosef? Vomali, and Rabbi Yehuda responded to that point, the Ravish Mudam Tavayu, Masera Lekani. A Masera itself is not considered a valid Kinyan. Ikadamri, the Gemara gives a different version of this exchange. Amrei Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, Hecha Poshet Ma Rochev Yosef, how could you try to prove the Halacha, or what is by Rochev? From the Halacha of Yosef, Yosef, Loi Tafas B'Maseira, Rochev, it was Tafas B'Maseira, Amalei, and he responded, Hachitani Ida, Idi taught me, Maseira Lekani. The fact that somebody's holding on to this Maseira doesn't make a difference. Says the Gemara, it menami, Amar Rav Chelba Amar Rav Huna, Maseira, giving over this Maseira, if somebody's take being koina an animal from somebody else, Mechaveiroi Kana, then it's considered a valid kinyan. But let's say somebody's picking up a mitzia, or somebody's trying to be zoiche in the property of a ger who left no yarshim, like honey, just by picking up the mesera, that's not a valid, that's not considered a valid kinyan. My lush mesera. So the Gemara proves this point by first pointing out what is a mesera. Amarava, Idi Asbrali, Idi explained to me that the Masera, which is what they hold the animal with when they ride, is Ka'oidim Hamaisa Daval Chaveri. It's what's given over, Losh Masera, to give over one thing to the other. And therefore, Bishlama Mechaveri Kanari, if one is being kind an animal from somebody else, by giving over the Masera, we have an effective Kinyan, the Kamas Lechaveri. He's giving something over, he's being mice of something. But when we're referring to somebody just picking up a mitzia, or somebody picking up nichsei ger, man kamosale, he's not receiving something from somebody else, the litany that there should be a valid kinyan. Meisvei asked the Gemara, now that we've said that a roichif is not koina, it said in our Mishnah, hayishnaim roichim agav behema. And our Mishnah says that if two people come in riding on the animal, so we're both considered owners. So obviously, roichiv is considered a kinyan. Mani, so what is the, and we said in the earlier in our shir, that what our Mishnah is teaching us is that roichiv is effective kinyan. Who will the town of our Mishnah be? If we're going to say it's following the opinion of Rameya, according to Rameya, Yoshiv, just sitting by the wagon, is considered a significant act. Rachav Mibaya. So, to teach us that Rachav is a significant enough act that it should be a kinyan, according to Rameya, it's obvious. Elav, it must be that the town of our Mishnah is the Rabbanan. And yet, our Mishnah says, Shmamino, the Rachav Kani, the Rachav is considered an effective kinyan. Says the Gemara, Hakamai Skinan, our Mishnah is referring to a situation, the Manig Baraglav, where the person is moving the animal. And as we said before, the problem with Roichiv is that the animal doesn't move. Here, he's causing the animal to move, and that's why even the Rabbanan will agree that it's an effective kinyan. Yehachi, if that's the case of Roichiv, our Mishnah, Hainu Manig. So then it's in the same category of manig. For as we said, if we cause the animal to move, we always have a situation of manig. And manig, everybody agrees, is a valid kinyan. Says the Gemara, Trey Gavni manig. We're teaching us there are two types of manig. We can move it by its leg, or we can move it by other means. Madutema. And the Gemara goes on to say, Madutema rochav adif, that if you move the animal by its leg, that is a better type of rochav, better type of manig. The manig v'tofes bei, because not only is he leading the animal, but he's also holding it. And therefore, explained the Rishonim, if two litigants came to court, and one was manig the animal in the traditional sense of the word manig, just leading the animal, and the other one was being manig the animal by holding its legs, or moving its legs, we should say that the one that was managed by moving its leg should have done is the more superior form of kinyan, and he should be the owner of the animal. Kamash Malan teaches us the Mishnah, the manig is manig, and even though the other one didn't do this form of manig, he's also considered having done a kinyan, and therefore if two individuals did this simultaneously, the halacha is that they divide the animal between themselves.